This is Brian Litwin with KGNU, and I'm here in Longmont on a Saturday for Longmont Vigil, but something a little different was happening this week. And I will let the person I'm with go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Peter Alexander, and I'm representing myself.
Okay, and what was going on today? What was the purpose of today's event?
Well, we did a little bit of street theater, which was a lot of fun to do, to dramatize how serious the healthcare crisis is in this country. And I've been motivated about this because of the fact that in this country, our healthcare costs more with worse outcomes than any industrialized country in the world, and we should be able to do better than that. And sometimes the best way to get that message across is to dramatize it to people, have a little humor. I played the part of Senator Slippery T. Pork Barrel, who was sort of a composite of all the slight sleazy politicians you've ever seen, smiling to everybody, waving to everybody. At the same time, he's taking bribes and causing a great deal of damage in people's lives.
Yeah, and what would you say to people on the other side of the aisle that say that people have been campaigning on repealing the Affordable Care Act for the past 7 years? What would you have to say to them?
Well, I would say, first of all, that I think that they're misguided, and what we should recognize the fact that our healthcare system is not working other than delivering profits to pharmaceutical industry and the health insurance companies and so forth, and that we need to look around the world and see where it does work and what can we learn from that. We need to make decisions based upon what we can see working in other societies and not just based on ideology.
Hi, my name is Carol Tedrow, and I'm here with a group of people I met at Indivisible, but here to give a voice to my own opinions.
Okay, and what was the purpose of today's event? Because I understand there's a weekly vigil, but this one is a little different.
I haven't been involved with the weekly vigil, but this is, we decided that we wanted to do a die-in to bring up the, to bring to light what's happening with healthcare and the very real possibility that this could happen.
And what do you think are some of those possibilities? What can happen?
I think when we live in a world with limited resources, when the government decides to cut back on Medicare and for funding for other things, that we're going to come up with choices. Are we going to fund healthcare for seniors, for babies, for people who are chronically ill, for the disabled? And hard choices are going to be made, and with this healthcare plan, we will have true death panels.
Yes, my name is Ramona Giroux. We've been very concerned about the events we see unfolding around healthcare in our government. The truth is that we need universal healthcare, but we're not getting it right now because pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies are in the pockets of our politicians, so we have to do the best we can with what we have. It's a bipartisan issue. We'd like to see more transparency. We'd like to know what's going on in our Congress. And we know that Obamacare isn't perfect, but we also know that the options that are being offered to us will be even worse.